Hi, you guys. Welcome back. This is Richard Sachs. I'm your host on Lost Arts Radio, and this is Lost Arts Radio Live, our Saturday show related to current events. And we just were recording a show with a friend named J.B. Williams, who I think is a really great commentator and writer for a lot of places. And I saw his work on News with Views first. And he's got an organization called the North American Law Center. North American Law Center, thenorthamericanlawcenter.org, or tnalc.org. And they're doing some great work, and he's got a lot of insightful observation of what's going on in the world right now, which is in extremely important times at the moment. There's various forces opposing each other to find out what's going to happen to us for the future. So I'm going to let JB himself tell you a little bit about the work that he does. We've got him on the phone, basically on the Skype phone, and then we'll use the time that we've got to talk about what's going on in the world now and some subjects related to that that I think you'll find really relevant. So welcome, JB, and thanks for being here. I really appreciate your time very much.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Richard.
This time is going to go by real fast. It's going to feel like 5 minutes. It's not like our luxury recording when we can go as long as we want. So I think what I'd like to make sure we cover first is let's do a basic overview for people that haven't heard of you before, what you're doing with the North American Law Center. And then we'll go more into that afterwards, but just as a brief foundation, and then we'll get into the big picture of situation update on what's going on in the world. That's one reason I wanted you to be on live, because this situation is changing so fast that we want people to hear this as we're talking. So first, anything you want to mention about relevant background and the North American Law Center, and then we'll get into the topic.
Well, I'll be real brief about that, Richard, for all the reasons you just stated. Anybody who wants to know more about me can just simply Google J.B. Williams online, and you'll find me pretty quick.
Good.
I'm out there for quite a long time now, over 25 years and more than 3,000 published columns, so I'm not that hard to find online.
Right.
And so anybody who wants to know more, know how I think and what I think, News with Views archives are very in-depth. They go back years.
Yeah.
For anybody willing to spend that much time. But in any event, North American Law Center is a citizen-run and operated nonprofit organization that focuses pretty much all of its energy on returning the United States to its constitutional, foundational principles and values, and the rule of natural law and natural rights instead of what we have today, which is the rule of men over men through common law practices, whether it come from legislators legislating laws that are beyond the authority granted them in the Constitution, or executive orders from the executive branch, or opinions from courts, which are not themselves law under the Constitution. But most Americans think they are, because we've got a long, long extended period of deceptions that people live under today. So we are a citizen-run and operated organization. We do a ton of research. We do a lot of work in the constitutional realm. We do some work in the military law realm as well. And we are not a law firm. And I'm not a lawyer. I have to put that up for everyone to know. I probably could pass the bar after all the years of doing what I do.
Right.
And I probably know a lot more about the Constitution than most lawyers do. But other than that, that's a brief background. North American Law Center, TNALC.org. People can visit there and learn more about that operation. anybody wants to know more about me personally, can just look up J.B. Williams online. Okay. I want to finish that little part by saying, in reality, I'm nobody special. I'm very much an average American, entrepreneurial spirit that cares deeply about what's going on in this country and trying to help a lot of people do something about it.
So the North American Law Center, is it accurate to say that it's a consulting company? And if so, what kind of clients does it work for?
It is a research and consulting group, largely when we're dealing with things like legal cases, being the civilian or the military side. We are consultants in that arena. We're also consultants and researchers when it comes to helping legislators draft good legislation, constitutionally grounded legislation, or get rid of things that are not constitutional. Mm-hmm. So largely it's a consulting group when we're dealing outside, you know, with other people in different, you know, different parts of power.
Right, exactly. And I know that people in general don't have time, you know, if they're working and taking care of a family and doing other things, they don't have time to keep up with what's really going on in the world. And a lot of them listening to us now are in different places and not necessarily just the United States. But one reason that the U.S. is so relevant to people in any country of the world is that it's the only place I know of where there's still this much memory among some of the residents of what used to be respected as individual freedom. And it's actually written into the founding documents. So, and the thing about how it's written into the founding documents is that it specifically says that since the rights, natural rights, come from God, they belong to people all over the world. So anybody that's watching us has the same rights. And what happens here, whether those rights live or die, makes a difference for the whole world. So if you had to characterize for the people that don't necessarily get a chance to keep up with all the developments and maybe are still watching mainstream fake news, how would you characterize the point we're at right now and the most essential things that are being decided in world events?
Well, I would assess where we're at as a country right now as extraordinarily dangerous place. And I think to assess the world would be even more so. The problem is, you know, people come from every corner of the earth to this country for 245 years because they were in search of the things that we were given by our forefathers and our founders, endowed by our creator, but established by our founding fathers.
Right.
And the world over knows that, and it doesn't exist in that form or to that extent anywhere on earth, as you just mentioned. And so, you know, looking forward, the hope of that existing anywhere on earth depends on it existing in the United States. And at the moment, it really doesn't exist in the United States. People are